good evening, everybody, and welcome. Hopefully that little bumper there was something that we all could appreciate. That is some of my favorite episodes that kind of put there together for our 1 year anniversary. Obviously we've got some great folks here on that you might recognize. Here'll help celebrate that with us, and there's a lot in the chat too as well. Appreciate everybody joining in. But like I said, this is our 1 year anniversary, and we're glad we're here, and we're happy that you guys could share with us. We're 1 year old. That's crazy. Anyway, well, so as in usual fashion, kind of just check it in. How are you guys doing tonight? How are my ham radio brothers? Obviously, Todd, Paul, and Ryan. How are you guys doing? And we'll toss it over to Carlos and Mike in a second.
Doing good.
Yeah. Hello.
Very cool. Very cool.
Really cannot believe it's been a year. It doesn't seem like that year went pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, that was literally, we'll get into the details, but that was like time frame last, field day when we were like kind of, hey, let's launch our first episode. Insane. So, Mike and Carlos, guys, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you guys coming on and hanging out with us, and feel free to, crack open a cold one and hang out and make fun of us.
Well, how about this? It is pasta night in my house, so it won't be a cold one. So it'll be a room temperature.
Cheers,
fellas! Congratulations on a year.
Appreciate it. I raise a glass to that. Cheers, definitely. All right, cool. Well, so just in our usual fashion here, we're gonna do a little bit of catching you guys up as our listeners before we kind of just dive into some of the backstory of who we are and sharing some of our favorite episodes is here as well. As always, I always like to talk about our storefront, and we are always working to add items to the shop. So if you haven't headed over yet to livefreeandham.com /shop, starting tomorrow, we're going to be doing a new tea drop. That's one of my favorite shirts that, we created in Paul's honor. We've got two new shirts that are going to be dropping tomorrow. First one's called Ham Radio Found Me. It's inspired by Todd's W1STJ's love of ham radio, and that'll be released. And my favorite one that I'm kind of playing off an internet meme around the only hams thing that we all proudly wear in stickers is Send QSLs, so that'll be coming out soon. As always, you can get beer mugs and a ton of other stuff there in the shop. So, if you get a moment, head on over there, check us out. And we thank everybody who's bought, from us in the past. We appreciate the support, always, enjoy seeing our, shirts out there in the wild. So, other things we've got is a couple of, other cool announcements. We all are great fans of the Ham Radio Clubhouse. All of us have been on it. All of us, religiously, hang out there in the chats every Tuesday nights. We always appreciate Izzo, who obviously couldn't make it tonight. He said he's got another event, but is here in spirit. He's always talking about us when he talks about Live Free and Ham, as referring to us as the guys up north. And bottom line is, we obviously inspire, we're so inspired by that. We created the shirt that, you've seen in previous episodes. But we always, always struggled that when anybody ever asked, or whenever Izzo brought up the fact that, that we were Live Free and Ham, I'm sure it was very, a struggle for a lot of people to want to try to do a search for us because they couldn't find us. So what did we do? Well, we stepped in the gap. And I did, what any IT related person would do. And I went out and bought the latest domain that now points to Live Free and Ham, and it's called thoseguysupnorth.com. So you can now go there and you can visit us through either URL, no matter what.
I thought I was the only one that bought silly domains.
Come hell or high water. it pays to help promote. That's one way of doing it, especially if we're always going to be those guys up north. That's just going to be the way it is, So all right, so with that, you can always find us there, that or livefreeandham.com. And then we've got some other great things. As we all know, we are in June, and what is June for all of us hams? It's field day. So this field day is coming up, and I know we're in full force with our club, and I'm sure you guys are as well in some form or fashion. With that, Paul and I and Todd and anybody else for that matter, we'll be running a bunch of live streams right from field day. So feel free to join us on Fridays and Saturdays, and come participate and hang out. We'd love to have you there. And we'll always, at least on Friday, Paul and I will be playing radio, sharing a good whiskey, a steak, and hanging out with you guys. So, all good there. So we're looking forward to that. And then we've got a fallback. Mark is coming back from Halibut Electronics. He's got a lot to kind of talk about with Satnogs and Hamvention and a whole bunch of other things. So he's graciously decided to come back on for another show, and we're working out those details. And so you want to stay tuned for that to both our YouTube channels and our podcast stream. So, and then lastly, as everybody always remembers, we started a great segment called Do Good. And
doing good.
Good.
Doing good.
You do. That's good.
Do good. Do good.
You're doing good.
Good.
Yeah. Absolutely, I do. Good. Good.
Doing good, Bob. Doing real good.
And right now, my only outlet is my ham radio.
That is true. Well, so with our Do Good segment, as always, we want to showcase the good in the things that folks are doing in ham radio clubs. So if you got a great ham radio club and they're doing awesome activities, well, guess what? We want to hear about it. And more so, we want to share it with others, so they know that there are clubs out there that just aren't sitting around and having coffee every morning and talking about the good old days. There's stuff happening. There's great things going on. And we want to showcase that. So, please.
Carlos, don't choke.
This is going to be one of those episodes that, food might be on screen later. So we'll see
how that goes.
You cannot help the Heimlich here.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah, I see your point there. I do. All right. So anyway, with that, we want to hear about, the good in your ham radio club. So make sure you send it in to us, and we'll showcase it on our next episode. And so with that, let's kind of dive into some of our, things I want to talk about in terms of our show. So I'm going to hit you up with some knowledge here. And let me know if I go a little crazy here, guys. But, just some Live Free and Ham nuggets of truth here. As I said, our very first show dropped on June 5th. That was the 20 words with a nail and 20 words per minute with a nail and a hacksaw. If anybody has downloaded that episode, that was a great episode. Ryan had talked about his father and how he would bang out CW with literally exactly that a nail and a hacksaw, blade. So all good there. And that was our first episode, which happens to be obviously this night too as well. We got about 40 episodes in the back catalog. So if you you have time, unlike the ham radio workbench, to catch up. So feel free to dive in there. And, we're nearing about 4,000 downloads. So, again, I want to thank everybody here, obviously, and in the chat. We appreciate everybody who's downloaded it. And we're listened to literally around the world except China. And, I think that's probably because our we can't spell Baofeng. That was one of, episode 19. That explains why, they just aren't listening in China. So, again, I want to thank all of you guys, Ryan, Paul, Todd. You guys have done an amazing job, putting together awesome episodes, keeping people on their toes, and just having fun. It's been a blast.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Pat yourselves on the back. Come on, let's go. Anyway. All right. So, obviously with that, we wanted to celebrate with a bunch of other people, Mike and Carlos, and we sent out a bunch to everybody else, and other ham radio content creators to come join us and hang out. So you may see a few folks pop in here from time to time that either have been on past shows or we send in an invite. So, feel free to join in there in the chat. And, so with that, let's, kind of start about, a little bit of the past. You guys want to dive into some of that a little bit?
Sure.
No, you don't want to do a therapy session? Come on. That's what
we don't want to talk about the future.
I thought we were going to play a little extra.
Well, we can get to the future. Anyway, so.
No.
I don't think Todd's even ready for that.
I'm waiting for the new test to come out.
Paul did point it out. Yeah, 1st of July, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So nobody knows.
All over again.
Todd has still been studying for his test, even though you know, the whole ham radio push of everybody get their extra before April is come and gone.
Yeah. So I have a to-do list, right, every day of all the things I try to get done. I never get it completed. And that is the first thing that pops up. Study for your extra.
Keep getting bunched down the list. That's a bummer. We're more than happy to do, you know, a surprise. My to-do list every day something has extra. This in it.
So study for your extra. I'm studying TW, all right? This is, you know.
Right.
That's my paperweight. That holds down my papers of my to-do list.
We got to exercise the brain.
All good. Oh, yeah. I got plenty. I see all the projects you can't see on screen behind me that I have to get done. That's exercising my brain. Oh, man. It's funny. Actually, he's already prepared.
Yes. Yes.
Don't do this.
He doesn't want to lose his good record. He's been
pool. So I'm already ready for you, Todd.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. And then you also had all threes.
It's on ham study.
Oh, you've already got them. Can you send them my way or do I have to wait? Oh, it is?
You know, the one? Is, if you hurry, you can.
Yeah, they were updated.
If you hurry, you can get it.
I've been studying the new questions. Who knows?
You know, what less stuff to study.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm not even close.
Five's got a lot of math.
What is it? Is five the math one?
And yeah,
like I'm just
Casey.
Yeah,
Casey one. Yeah, has
like that one. I skipped right over.
If you do not know the answer. If you do not know the answer, it is always the one with the longest, most elaborate thing it says. I'm not saying that's always
sometimes
the
you just wordsmith it and you just kind of figure it out.
That's it.
Well, I had to take a test. I found out I had to take a test by today to coach baseball. I've been coaching baseball for 10 years. Oh, you need to take a test. They charged me $20 to get an ebook that I couldn't get access to, so I just took the test and I got a 93. I'm like, I wish the extra was that easy. I just whipped through it, 30 questions, be done. I know the extra is 50.
You've had
the
experience of coaching baseball for 10 years, right? And the thing about the extra test, it's just like in general, where a lot of stuff in there's theory, and you don't really play with it until you really have to play with it. And once you start playing with it, then it makes sense. Until then, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. No, I've definitely, I agree with you on that because I understand a lot more than I did when I took my general and my technician. Like I'm reading, I'm like, oh, I know exactly. I don't have to. Like I already know that question just from the experience, you know, of doing ham radio. So I got the whole base. I had my radio in the car on, and I forgot, and I left it on. And everyone that walked by my car today at baseball, like, what is that? Are you like the police or something? I'm like, no, that's ham radio. So I showed all the kids about ham radio and all the coaches, you know, just spreading the word. You guys should get into it. It's really fun.
So you're going to basically be having your whole entire team take testing for their technician?
Yeah. They'll be out in the outfield on their HTs. Catch that ball.
7-3. No,
go deep. Go deep. It's going deep. Back.
So Todd, I got to share this with you. Don't feel bad about not having your extra because you'll get a kick out of this story. So when we're driving out to Hamvention, I'm driving out with two of my friends, Michael and Fred. Michael, W2 MVP, and I have gone out for this was our third year out there, right? And it was Fred's first year. But we're on the car ride out, and Michael says to me, I think I'm going to stop by. I got to stop by the ARL booth. And I mentioned I wanted to go there because I knew Marvin would be there, and so would the good game and stuff. And he goes, when I stop by the booth, I should probably renew my dues because I'm not a member anymore. I was like, oh, you're not a member? I assumed that he was. He goes there to renew his dues, and his picture is the one on the cover of the brand new extra book. And he's only a general.
On the extra book.
He goes, he renews and he buys the book. They gave him a free like study guide because he's like, it's me on the book, right? And And so he's like, great, now I gotta get my extra. He's like, I have no excuse now. You want to talk?
I was hanging was out just not like that the far coincidence when that happened. That happened. Now I understand the commotion because there was a lot of laughter around that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't quite figure that out in the video either. And now it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's kind of, swing this ship around. I've got a little thing here I'm going to throw out there for a few folks. I just kind of wanted to give you a little tidbits of, some of how we kind of got started as Live Free and Ham. You guys can stop me or throw in your two cents here and there along the way. Some of the stuff that, we kind of started with is that, Ryan, Todd and Paul and myself, we're all part of like a local club. We were kind of all hanging around trying to figure out, well, what else could we do with our time? And, I think Todd and I had a bunch of conversations for a while. And in those conversations, he was like, oh, it would be really cool to do a YouTube channel and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, fine, whatever. And then, he kept kind of pushing a little harder. And you know how Todd is when, he throws a challenge down for me, I'll usually, grab it and run with it. And so, I was like, all right, well, maybe we should just do a podcast because, I had started a podcast, with another bunch of guys, during COVID and stuff that was non-ham related. And so we all sat down over a beer and I think we all said yes, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yep. Or at least we haven't drank.
Wait, so should I pull a Todd and be like, oh, Eric forced me to be here.
It won't take much time.
Yeah. 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 really want to say, right? So
yeah, he's always doing that, spending my money and forcing me to do things I don't want to do.
Well, I'm probably forcing you more, and Ryan's helping you spend your money now, so
that's right.
Yeah, that's probably how it is now.
Right now, a couple other things, obviously, so somewhere around May timeframe in 2023. Hello. Oh, we got another guy who just jumped in here. That's Frank. Cool. Hey, Frank, how's it going? Welcome to Cool Hangout. We started right around May timeframe, had our first episode in June. That was always, if I go back and listen to it, you kind of cringe for your first video or your first episode. Everybody does it at one time or another. And that was Ryan, Todd, and me. Once that train wreck was kind of past us and we moved on, we then, kind of just kept plugging away and enjoying, recording and fooling around with a bunch of different things here. But, the one big thing that we kind of started with was that before we became Live Free and Ham, one of the things is that, and I want to throw out this little trivia, see if anybody can actually answer it. And if you can, and you happen to know it, and nobody here can answer if you happen to do it, employees, employees are exempt, if you can put in the chat our original podcast name, then I will send you a 80-meter Mad Dog coil. First person.
Wow. Spender.
If you can't, then, you have to wait to the very end of the podcast. And our end slides will tell you what it was. So
it's basically what we're doing is it was the first original name we were going to call the podcast, correct?
So we got the logo and everything all set up. Even the domain, is still out there if you can figure that one out.
And then we changed it.
Yeah. Well, Ryan came up with a way better name, and we all agree that
technically, my
credit where credit is due.
Oh, nice.
Now we know where their residual payments need to go.
So she gets some percentage of zero?
Still paying.
Smart man. It's about .001% or zero, somewhere around there. So yeah, we haven't hit it big yet. We're still working on it, and you can help us outside of after we finish raising money for Todd's wife's kitchen so he can build his antenna farm, and we can raise funds to build the next Arab Sheik's VHF UHF satellite repeater,
Oh no.
Ooh, you have to put it in the private chat there, my friend.
I know what it was.
Throw it in the private chat there, Carlos.
I believe it was called
Tank. And to save
poor Frank.
I did not extend the invite to Tank, but You can thank me later, right? I know. If he's in this chat, then maybe we'll say hello. But yes, either way. All right, cool. So, you know, with that, you know, we've got, I should actually kind of finish that train of thought there before I jump off of it, is that, you know, we obviously brought Ryan got really busy flying the friendly skies and doing a bunch of other things. And so, you know, we all kind of decided as a group that, you know, we needed to have a third, you know, musketeer there to kind of, you know, balance things out, because Todd and I, you know, can get wordy and talky. So we brought Paul on in December of 2023, and, you know, it's been a blast. He's been, you know, keeping, you know, us all sane and level, and, you know, throwing down some good wisdom there. But at the same time, you know, he's always been a blast to hang out, and, you know, he kind of balances us for very well. So that kind of brings us all the way we're up to today. And with that, you know, I kind of want to talk a little bit, some of our, you know, catalog there. So obviously we've got some guests here that, you know, have been on. But, you know, with you guys in general, you know, you obviously listen to the podcast, otherwise you wouldn't be here. You know, you guys have any favorite episodes, Todd, Paul, or Ryan, that, you know, you want to throw in the ring and, you know, maybe why, and, you know, kind of talk a little bit about memory lane down, or walking down memory
well
lane.
Well done. But I did enjoy the, your 2 minute clip in the beginning there. That was a well done there.
Yeah. So. I forgot about some of those.
I did chuckle about the, Christmas episode when we were going through picking out the various items that we'd recommend for the future year, and you know, still waiting on that Yaesu 705 killer. Mm-hmm.
so much that I went out and bought another 891. So yeah,
Yaesu, all good. Yaesu really
it will happen soon enough.
No, they don't.
It's always been predicting. No, they don't. Not yet. Nope.
I asked them at the booth.
I should have waited.
So what are you going to make me buy at this show? And they said nothing at this show. So there's possibilities yet, right?
Sure. Yeah. We can all hope.
The big tease.
Yeah, that's really all it is in my mind at this point, because I can't really, like, you know, it's vaporware at my, you know, at this point. It's, you know, it's if it looks like the 500 with HF, then, you know, I'm gonna be really sad. But, you know, that's all it is. So cool. All right,
well, so I guess I'll throw my hat in the ring here, and I'll say of the episodes that I was a part of that we had guests on, my all time favorite. It's a three-way tie, right? And so it's Carlos, Jeremy, and KOLB. all three were fantastic shows. I had a ton of fun. It was just a great interaction with our guests. But of the shows that we re-recorded with just us, my absolute favorite was the Mike Fright. I think we had a little bit of fun with it, and we touched on some really important things that hold people back, and hopefully, you know, maybe somebody got something good out of it.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, I know I did. That was one of my favorite ones too, as well.
I'd agree with you. That was a good one. I think it's because we all experienced it a little different too, and we all kind of had our own experiences and stories to talk about it, and some of them were pretty funny. I remember, like, mine was pretty funny when I was calling CQ on 2 meters.
How are you supposed to look if you don't have these
you guys
stories,
like, dude, what are you doing?
Better unless you have someone guiding you.
Well, all right, and that's what the. Mm-hmm. And that's what the test said, right? It says, if you want to call stations, call CQ. I was just following the rules.
Yep, totally.
I found with the whole podcast and what we've been doing, I think in the beginning, we were really nervous. I was really nervous. I didn't know how it was going to come out, what it was going to sound like. We got some feedback. And then now I find it to be very natural. Like, I almost forget, like, we're doing it. Like, when we're in our – we get into, like, this zone, and we just start talking about whatever the topic is or interviewing, and it just kind of happens. Yeah, very funny, Tim. Yeah.
I'll let you know, Todd, when it becomes really real. Is, you know, when you finally sit down and you're like, you're only wearing a t-shirt and nothing below, and at that point you're getting way too comfortable with us. We have to decide differently.
Another drink? Speedo.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Well, if you're wearing a banana hammock, right?
Whoa. Okay.
You know. Isn't that how we make our money?
All right. Well, anyway, now to bring it back on the rails. Right. It is our side business for sure. So, yeah, I think one of my favorite episodes, and, you know, let me know if my mic is annoying you guys at all. But my favorite episode would have been the one that we had Kevin, K0KLB on. He's, you know, we all know Kevin is a guy who tunes up combines. You know, pretty much is, I would say, my hero. Like, you know, if in regards to Paul and Todd having a crush on Carlos, and sorry, I keep bringing that up, but, you know, just too good not to. You know, I'm like that with Kevin. And if Kevin was on, I'd probably be blushing as I'm saying this. But, you know, my bottom line is, like, I look at Kevin going, you know, he's got a G90, and he's just like, he looks at something in his vast field of, you know, corn and goes,
you have to admit, I'm going to
tune that one up and see if it works. You know, nevertheless, a shovel antenna. Like, I mean, I was blown away. He was making contacts like halfway around the world on a big, you know, grain shovel.
I thought the tramp, the broken trampoline was pretty impressive. Why would you want to, this guy made an antenna out of a trampoline. I'm like, that's just crazy. Didn't he say, he said he hit Boston, right? He was talking to someone in Mass. Iowa or wherever he's at. Yeah.
Now, any of you guys check into his QRP nets at all? Have you anybody done that?
Yeah, I try to do that regularly.
only with your technicians calling on 10 meters, right? Early check-ins for the YL net. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah. No, actually, I'll say one good thing. One neat thing about the net, and I try to check in, it's a fun way to test out antennas. And it's one of the few nets you'll ever encounter that will actually QSY. So if they start getting interference from a nearby station, they'll actually, like, change frequency live stream. I mean, that makes it easy. But, I mean, they're great. I checked in over the weekend, and I was using the Reliance 9-to-1 with a 53-foot wire that Matt sent me, some of the new wire. And I had it sloping one direction, and Kevin was fine. I was like, I'm going to recheck in a few minutes. I'm going to go change the orientation in the backyard and recheck in. And I mean, it's fabulous that they do something like that. And they're not only are they willing to QSY, but, you know, you can recheck in with the antenna in different positions or try different things. It's a good way to learn.
Yeah. It's a great net. And the funny story is that every time I've checked into that net, I have never been able to get his South Carolina contact ever. Like, he can't hear me. I can't hear him, but I have like a direct line of sight to Kevin the whole entire time, which is kind of funny because, like, if any POTA I do within New Hampshire or Mass, like North Carolina is like direct, you know, I get like 9 or 10, you know, North Carolina stations, no problem. So it's kind of just bizarre.
Yeah. And just to plug the Reliance antennas. So I got in, I dropped the power all the way down to 500 milliwatts. I was at 5% power on the 705 with that random wire and was able to get in from New York to Iowa. And it's great because you can actually go back and hear the audio and see the actual S meters on their end and see what it looked like and sounded like. So
nice. Frank, you checked in any of his nets?
Have I? No, I haven't, but I want to one day. My rigs don't go low, unfortunately. I mean, the 710 goes down to 5 watts, but from California,
speak of the devil,
it's hard. I have yet to even hear them on the radio. One day, though.
Hold on a sec. He's in. It's golden locks. Hey, Kevin, how are you, my friend? We were just talking about you. Your audio is great.
Is my audio?
Let me drop it to 500 milliwatts. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, Kevin Ray Cyrus.
Appreciate it. We were just talking about your QRP nets there. Hopefully, no problem. Yeah.
Great, thanks. Okay, thanks.
Party in the front and the back.
That is impressive, Kevin. Is it, do you just grow that out, or is it just, you know, natural? Like, you know.
Yeah, I just got it today. Yeah, right.
Oh, I totally forgot.
Actually, it's my George Thurgood, because I did that Ham on the Bone.
You got to produce more of those. Bad to the Bone video. At this point, I'm like waiting for my Kevin Phil. You know, as I was telling all the guys here, I have a little bit of a...
Well, maybe Carlos likes us back.
Carlos has for, yeah, or Paul and Todd have for Carlos, so, yeah.
I love everybody, but who are you kidding?
That wig is also an antenna for 10 meters, right?
Yeah.
You can tune it up. There we go.
Now, yeah.
Sorry about that. I had the live stream going, and I was on the live stream at the same time, so I had, like, 50 voices blowing at me, and so I'm finally back to one. Okay, now I can
I won't
hear
repeat that.
Thank
I'm
you.
All
sorry. Okay. I'm like, I was like, why is everybody talking at me at the same time? And it's because
that'll do it.
I had two live streams going, and there was a delay. So sorry about that. Anyway, thanks.
No problem.
Thanks for the invite, and thanks for having
me on
board.
And you know, even though we don't have an official, like, you know, club status, like Ham Radio Clubhouse, you know, you're always part of the crew here. So, you know, you're always welcome on anytime.
Yeah, you guys are looking good, too. Carlos in Center Square. That's
Hollywood.
Pretty good, though, Carlos.
I'm simulcasting on my side, and I made that for my side.
Right.
Because, you know, you never know. You might get one guy that just says, this is funny. I'm going to subscribe.
Well, Carlos is on, so it's going to be funny. It's guaranteed. Well, hey, you know.
Something's guaranteed.
Yeah, well, that's why we bring him on, right?
The FCC shows up and goes, hey, wait a minute, hang on. We don't talk about the FCC on YouTube. Ha, 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 yep. Yes.
We all self-police. What are you talking about? We're all good. Awesome. Well, okay. So anybody else got any, like, you know, episodes they want to throw in? Because I've got a couple here on my list, but I don't want to dominate conversation here. You know, Paul, Ryan, Todd, you guys have any of other, you know, kind of, let's do the opposite. Well, yeah, what was your biggest struggle episode-wise, you know, for you?
Yeah, you know, my first one.
The biggest one.
your very first one, not the first episode. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I think you did fine. I didn't have it. What was that first one? Do you remember? I can't even remember. I have to go back. You were on the show, what, in May? No.
No, we were discussing POTA the first time I was on.
The list here.
It was before I was actually brought on as a co-host. Yeah.
Oh, right. So that. Okay. So, oh yeah, you hopped on like a live stream or something.
Well, I'm still here, so I must have done all right.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, you know, how do you think you did?
I'm
so low, you know, it's no problem.
I think one of the things I remember in the very beginning, like, we're having all kinds of problems with technology, right? Like getting the audio right, getting everything done. So it was definitely I remember having one of our guests, KC1QDK. We had to do that one twice because we lost half the audio and then it kept freezing and it was a big mess. And so we were like, oh, we got to do it again. So
it got, the good part was it got better by the second and third episodes.
Right. Right. Yeah. We're like, all right, we figured this out.
It was like a fine wine. It was crazy. It was like, oh my gosh, that was more content packed than it was before. Like, what, you know, that I think that episode was I'm Not Slow, I'm Deliberate. Yes, that was the one, our third. Yeah, that was a really good episode. Tim, if you guys don't know Tim and you go back and listen to that episode, he's on obviously the chat, but he's one of our best friends in the sense that you give him something and he will literally tear into it, nut bolt, you know, feature, whatever. Like, you know, Ryan and I both, like, he was in the shop for looking for his next HF rig because he wanted to get something a little bit modern. Ryan gave him his ICOM 7300 Go kit and he spent a month tearing into that thing, understanding it left and right. And I'm like, well, here's my DX10 for, you know, a little bit of flavor and a change. And, you know, little bit, you know, announced, we won't mention which route he went, but you know, bottom line, you know, he tore, like, he knew more of that DX10 than I ever will when I own it. You know, that's how bad it is.
He also has a real big TikTok follower.
Yeah, he does.
TikTok. Totally.
He's killing it on TikTok.
He what did he get over a million views the letter B? I think it's
the letter B. B. he pounded out CWB on his straight key and like over a million views. It's
crazy.
How do you do this? Crazy. Yeah. But
Tim, put your TikTok.
TikTok. B is for name.
He might not be able to.
TikTok picked it up and promoted it. See.
And Baofeng and all of those other, you know, Chinese products that we don't support.
He just put on the chat 2 million views on letter B. Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
There you go.
Yeah, so head over to his TikTok. He's got his own website. You can check him out. He does some awesome stuff. He's one of those guys, just, you know, you give him something and he'll learn it inside and out, and he does an awesome job at it. You know, he amazes me every time. And you can go over to KC1QDK.com and check him out. Show him some love, you know, check him out on TikTok. I think he's got a YouTube channel too as well, but he definitely does an awesome job doing it.
I gotta watch that one. It's not right now. Give me 6 months.
Yeah. And Tim is someone that when he was a technician, he did everything you can possibly do as a technician. That, I mean, things that he was saying he was doing, I didn't even know you could do that, like, even as a general. And he was just, he did everything, and he'd come in and go, oh, I was doing this, I was doing, I'm like, wow. So we had was that the episode that we had that he talked about what you can do as a technician?
Oh, yeah. He went cover to cover on everything from soup to nuts on learning how to, you know, do every aspect of ham radio as a technician. And, you know, he did it with flying colors. It's crazy. You know, and then he's like, oh, I'll just go get my general and, you know, test it out as a general. And, you know, now he's doing literally everything he possibly can, you know, in general. And he's got a really cool thing going on now. He's trying to teach other guys, like, you were learning Morse code practice and stuff. He's got a little project he's got going on called Code Buddies, where he meets on V-Band with guys once a week, and they just learn and practice, you know, Morse code. It's really cool. Well,
the hammer's been turned down.
All right, now we got some competition. Bring it on, QDK.
He is working on it, Todd, you know, and we're helping you along, so I don't know what your excuse is.
Let's get into testing right now.
No better.
Oh, go ahead.
We were actually. Totally. I was going to say, we were actually considering, you know, becoming, you know, well, Paul's already a VE. I was at the point of like, well, maybe I should just be a VE just so we can test them live on one of our next live streams or something. See, no pressure, Todd. So you got to pass or again or a second or third time or whatever.
I am very bad at taking tests. Like, I never did well in school when it came to tests. I don't know what it was. I was so excited when I passed my technician. Like, I couldn't believe it. And then I'm like, I'm never going to get the general. And then, of course, I was with all these guys, and Ham Expo. And these guys dropped me off and said, all right, go get it. Go get your general. We'll meet you out, you know, outside at the, you know, we'll meet you later. And I just come out, and they're all done doing everything. And that was it. I got my general. We went to lunch and POTA time.
Dragged you out and did a POTA. We didn't record it, though. We should have.
No. That was terrible. I'm surprised Eric still talks to me.
Let me ask everybody. Okay, Carlos, Mike, Frank, you know, Kevin, you chime in. When you guys all have done POTA at some level, you know, like, how bad was your first experience doing POTA? Was it like terrible? Like, you know, did you get it down? Like, were you a pro, or was it just like, you know, that's just going down in the history book?
I had an HT and I still managed to activate. I'm not joking.
I believe you.
I put a weight on a piece of 550 cord, and I slung that thing above the tallest branch I could sling it on. And I got on a local repeater and I went, hey, I'm doing a POTA on this frequency. There come help me. And I got 10 contacts and that was it.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
That's impressive. I could barely squeak two out on a 5.2.
That's actually a good idea. Get on the repeater and
really, that's what I did.
An active repeater those, and say, like, "Hey, I know that the spread the word."
I'm not gonna count, but there's no difference there than spotting. Hey, I'm on this frequency, and I was on 5.2, and I said, "I'm on here, help me activate." True. And no. It was a cold winter day, and I still managed to get it done. So.
Very nice. Good.
Well, yep. We've got a VHF, you know, a professional here. Go ahead, Mike. I mean, you've done many activations on 5.2 and 220.
Yeah. And I've done just what Carlos has done. Some of the times, you know, when I'm going out, if I'm going to activate on 2 meters or whatever, play on the high bands, like I'll call out on a repeater. Even there's a couple parks near me where I can get up, you know, about 2,000 feet or so. And some of them are sodas, some of them aren't, but I'll call out on the repeater real quick before I leave after playing on HF, and I'll say, "Hey, N2MAK, I'm at, you know, such and such a park. If you want to work me on 5.2, you know, and try 2 meter simplex real quick, let's give it a shot, you know, and, you know, get a couple 2 meter contacts that way or whatever." You know, people, my experience has always been like local hams, and we do have an active VHF group out in Western New York and Southern Canada, but they're excited. They're happy when they hear simplex and stuff, whether it's on 5.2 or something else. So, you know, we got the bands, use them.
Yeah. I've got one contact on 2 meters, and that's with Tim, KC1QDK. Eric and I were up on a mountain and, working this park. And then he got us on the HT and was, "Hey, go to simplex." And we worked them. Do you remember that?
I do. Eric? Yeah, that was Pack. Wasn't it on the Pack?
Yeah, Pack Monadnock. Yep. So yeah, that's my when you go through all like bands work, they got the 1 2 meter one just sits there. So
I'll mention this too. Like one of the times I was doing a soda and I was walking down from the summit after I activated, and I realized, oh, I should call out on 5.2 real quick. And I was out of the activation zone for a soda, but I was still within the park because it was both a soda and a poda. And I just, on my HT, I'm up about 1,500 feet, called out real quick.
Yes.
A ham came back. He told me, I was his first QSO ever. He just got his tech like a week ago.
Wow.
All he had been on was like a repeater, and he just had his HT like in his house 30 miles away. On 5.2, and he heard he was
that
like
awesome.
He's like, I almost didn't know what to do. Like, but it's great. And I got him again at a different location on 5.2, and I remembered his call sign just because it was such a unique contact, you know. And we had like a nice little QSO real quick. But nice. You never know. That's the thing. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if we're talking about trying the high bands or different antennas, different setups. Like, just give things a shot, you know. F around and find out.
The next time I go up to Pac Monadnock, I'm bringing my HT. I'm bringing my Ed Fong antenna. I'm going to give it a shot.
That's great.
Good deal. How about you, Frank? Kevin?
I remember mine. It was we were out in a park with the camper, and I took my ICOM 7300 and 100 watts, and I spotted myself, and I had the biggest pileup I'd ever could imagine, right? Immediately. And I had never worked a pileup in my life. I was poor at logging or even hearing, trying to decipher call signs. And I had no idea what QRP even was. It was 100 watts or nothing out there. You know, I didn't know I could turn my power down and get rid of it. So some people couldn't hear me. But yeah, you'd have thought I was a DX station. And my wife's sitting there like, how do you even hear what's going on? I says, I don't know what I'm doing. It was my first experience. It was pretty painful for everybody out there trying to call me, I can tell, because, you know, I couldn't get the call signs right, ask for repeats. But I recommend people now that for the first time out is start out with a little lower power, 5 watts, 10 watts, and just kind of start out slow and not get yourself into a huge pile up like I did.
That's all right, Kevin. My first pile up, I got these guys texting me, "You're doing great, you're doing great." And I'm sitting there at this park bench, and I'm at this park, and I just got into the zone. And meanwhile, as I'm doing it, my phone keeps dinging, and it's all these guys texting me. "Yeah, we can hear you. Keep it going. Yeah, you got guys here." I was like, "Oh my god!" But that was like the first time I got in the zone, and I worked that. It was huge. I mean, it was, I got like what, close to
140 contacts. Yeah, 140 almost 200. Contacts.
Yes. Wow.
And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. It was my first night shift, like late shift, what do they call it back then? The night shift. So it was my, I went out there to do the late shift. So I did it before, activated the park for a ray, and then I did the late shift. And man, I just was, it was crazy. And I was, that was the start. I'm like, now this is my favorite thing. I like pileups. I like making all kinds of contacts. I like to look at that log and scroll down, you know, and see all these people I've talked to. So that was my, that's what really got, that was the one activation that I think really pushed me through. Man, and I said, this is, POTA is definitely for me.
Totally. Just hit me here in the neck. Yep. I'm good. You know, just go straight to my brain. You know, that's all really matters. How about you, Frank? What was your first experience like?
The first one's always free. Remember that. And mine was
Carlos, give it to you.
First one's always free, Carlos. I was just, hey, Marty. First one was 11 and done. I was in, out, you know, no problem. I had the antenna way too low for where I should have had it for 20 meters, but hey, I made the contacts. It was fun. It was fantastic. It was definitely a learning experience. The second time I went out, absolutely rocked it. I went from 11 to 61, yeah, and no problem.
Once you get those double digit numbers, you're
and
done.
Then it's just been going incrementally up. It just keeps going up and up from there. I think my latest is 228 contacts in one in one activation, but crossing two UTC days. So
nice. Yeah, I did my first kilo at one of my local parks, and you know, it's, you know, now addictive. It's like you got to get
your
next kilo.
And for those of you that are
kilo
not
after that, and you know, you kilo after
up
that.
Up to date on the vernacular of ham radio, like my mother. A kilo in this sense means 1,000 contacts, Mom. not anything to be like
only nothing four keys.
Or there's like nothing illegal.
Just jumping out of an airplane, perfectly good airplane.
I won't go there. Sorry, Marge.
No. As far as the kilos go, that's actually a funny point. My local park, this last activation I had, which brought me almost up to a kilo, I had like hardly no contacts at my local park. I had more contacts at Kofa National Wildlife Refuge during Quartz Fest than I did at my local park. I over 5 activations on 3 days, I racked up 757 sideband contacts.
Nice. Sofa.
Now I have that itch to go back down there, you know, even though it's 115 there right now, I have that itch to go back down there and finish off the
pilot. Nice. Well, go for it, man. You got to do it.
Not during the summer heat. I want to, but not during the summer heat.
No, was it no sweat, no glory? Go on.
Yeah, something like that.
Awesome. All right. Well, you know, cool. So it obviously, you know, kind of diving back into the episodes, we did talk about POTA. The funny thing, one of our most popular episodes was POTA equals KISS. And I don't understand today why. I mean, if you go back and listen to that one, that was like our first episode we ever talked about POTA. And I don't mean POTA as in like, I want to give you a kiss. That's keep it simple, stupid. You know, we had talked about a lot of, you know, simplifying your kits, and you know, because I think at that time we were diving into a bunch of different, you know, there were YouTubers like, you know, their Go kits were going so far like left, like they were becoming like these behemoths of like, you know, I've got everything including the kitchen sink, and it's like, dude, you're going out to do a POTA, like, you know, don't haul the trailer with you with the tower attached to it so you can you know, make those contacts over in Europe, because
all you can bring is a backpack, bring a backpack, but if you can bring a trailer, do it.
With an amp, right?
I gotta I got to agree with Carlos there, but my go-to is an FT710 and either an InFed half wave that does 6 through 80 or the Poseidon vertical. That's my go-to with a 37 amp hour battery, and that's it.
But so I have to caveat this. How long do you guys do your POTUS for? Like, are they hours? Are they a couple hours? I mean, are they like 15, you know, an hour?
Over this winter, I decided one day I was going to try to do a kilo in a day. And I got out there like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern, and I still, you know, I didn't get it, but I still got like 500 and some odd contacts in an afternoon. I basically had to kill the activation. I had a pile up to beat, and I had to kill the activation because my wife was really mad that I wasn't at home for dinner.
Wow.
I kept on getting the text messages going, when will you be here to eat? And I'm like, I'm leaving now, honey.
Yes, right. I won't be there fast enough. I'm sorry.
Last call. CQ POTA. Last call.
20 minutes later.
That's actually a pretty good idea. Like, I never thought about maybe doing kilo in a day. I know what TO has tried to do it a couple times. A few others have done it. I never really thought about doing it myself. I mean, it'd be interesting to try for sure.
Let's go. You know, the UTC.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, then, dude. We're done. We'll go.
Let's go.
I know, right? We're behind. Come on. That's like at least 15 right? contacts every hour, at minimum, you know, especially with the solar cycle. Yeah. Oh, God. We're already down to daylight. They're done. It's all good here. Anyway, we're already
outside of the kilo. One of the challenges you can try to do too, which is it's certainly doable, like within just a couple hours and stuff. But try to knock out 10 bands in a day at a park, N1CC. You know, to help towards the N1CC and stuff. And you know, obviously, you need propagation to cooperate and stuff on some of the higher ones and everything. But nonetheless, like. I've done that a couple times with certain antennas, you know, and it's worked out well. So, but that's always a fun challenge too. Is like how many different bands or how many different modes can you work?
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. I did it for one, like a couple of parks, and I didn't even know I did it. Like
I was wondering what it was he was looking at.
You know, Carlos is flipping through his POTUS stats here at the moment. So let me know if you want to bring that in so you can brag. But
I know that page.
I'm like, those are POTUS stats. I know those very well. Yeah, so totally. The M1CC is one of those goals that I definitely, minus the fact that I'm still trying to get my, you know, worked all states. I mean, silly Alaska and, Hawaii are the two that will ever elude me on the East Coast. I don't know what it is I'm going to have to do to get those, but I've tried, you know, he is just literally out of reach on the East Coast. I don't know what it is. And even Alaska, like Todd said this so many times, and he's probably going to go into the story again. You know, we could get like, you know, guys in the middle of Alaska, but they're not
North at Pole, Alaska. They're not at a park.
POTA Park. I've got like 19 Alaska contacts.
North Pole, Alaska all the time. They're never at a park.
Never.
And then I get this parked. So I'm in New York, my last activation, where I'm at a baseball tournament for my kid. I get up in the morning, I go to this park, and I get this park to park, and it's the Alaska guys. I'm like, sweet. Guys, like, yeah, we're not in Alaska. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, you're killing me here. You're killing me, small.
This is
like,
the way really? Right here, man.
I don't speak that language.
Like in Tennessee or something.
Look.
Yeah, good luck. That one's going to be a struggle for me. But digital I'd say there probably will be. Digital might be the other one, too.
Yeah, it was
not on a event, you don't.
I was like, that was gonna make my whole weekend. I was so tired, I was so hot. It was a hot weekend. I'm like, this is gonna make it all worth it. You know, I'm gonna have my last, I'm gonna have one more to go. And sure enough, the guy's like, yeah, but we're not in Alaska. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, Tennessee. I'm like, great.
Well, isn't Eric from Hawaii in the chat there? I mean, in essence, I hear he comes stateside a lot, and I've, you know, saw him pop up, and I'm like, I can hear him. This is not good. He must be stateside at this point. So I don't even bother trying to make contact.
You know, here's what we need.
Sorry,
to
Eric, but yeah, you know, that's just the way it goes. I need Eric Hawaii. Come on. Yeah, well, I need to hear him. That's the biggest thing. I don't care how much power I got. I need to hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to mail him an amp. It's 1,000 watts. Go nuts.
I don't care what you do with it. Just make a contact with me. That's all that matters. And just play loud.
And I got Hawaii once, and it was Eric. I worked in park to park from a threefer, and it was nothing fancy. It was simply just 100 watts into the Wolf River coils, the 213-inch whip, but it was adjusted for 15 meters. We were on 15. Yeah. But and
what park were you in New York? Were you on like a mountainside?
No, I was in like a, it was a threefer on the Erie Canal. So it was right at lock 32. No. You got to be like right at this park bench or a couple parking spots that are close enough so that they're within 100 feet of a trail to make it a threefer. It wasn't anything high up. It was, you know, in the suburbs at, on the Erie Canal. Nothing fancy, but, you know, it comes down to like the propagation, you know, like, and then the bands too, you know, it was on 15, it wasn't on 20 or whatnot. And so six will be active this summer. Maybe you get lucky on six with him.
Well, I'm going to be in North Carolina on the beach, at the end of June. So I'm hoping like maybe I can go the other way around being on the water. Maybe I can get him on the backside.
You'd be lucky if you could.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
Hey, Eric's pointing out in the chat that Kevin has no problem getting him at 100 milliwatts. So.
Wow, shots fired.
I don't think he can amp.
Yeah, that's one recording I'm not going to ever delete. I recorded that one on my phone. I don't think I'll ever delete that one because that was just perfect conditions, perfect time. I don't know how he heard me, but he did. So
Kevin, everyone can fun. Hear you. You're the QRP master.
That's. I think they hear my voice. Yeah, I know okay. Simon out in.
Whatever it takes, man.
He doesn't always hear my call sign. He hears my voice, and he says, "I think that's Kevin out there."
That's how I do it.
And then I'm able to. Then I'm able to get through it.
Yes. You do learn the voices for the call signs that are regular.
I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but there was, I think it was his name Jerry. It would tell you know, God bless from Minnesota. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's on the keynote, but he's
super that guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was doing an activation with Andrew, and I won't give out his call sign because I don't want to dox him terribly. But one day, Jerry would always call us, and Andrew one day said, you know, at the end of his, he said, you know, when Jerry said God bless, he said, "Hell Satan," and I said, "Dude, that guy's this is sure contact every time. Why would you do that?" He goes, "Just because I want to have some fun." He still contacted us the next week. It was awesome. Like he never even.
He's wondering if he can reach Kevin with milliwatts.
Give an amp.
Yeah.
Oh, too much.
Well, I'll say this. You were talking about some of your favorite episodes. One of the episodes that stood up for me, you know, a listener, and it was one of the first couple ones I listened to, and I didn't know you at the time, but yeah. I wonder if it was, you know, Todd talking through much of what you got stuck on that logging road. Does that sound familiar?
Oh,
was it? Yeah, guests was talking about?
Yeah, it was one of the guests that.
That's right.
He got hurt, and then he climbed the mountain and he hit the repeater.
Yeah, the repeater wasn't functional. It was just that somebody was listening on the input,
and they were able to hit the repeater
and was able to hear
on like the input.
Right.
Yeah, and were able to call for help.
Yeah, that's how they got.
Wow.
Right.
And on the tones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
It was a fantastic story. It was one of the early ones I remember listening to. I was like, oh, this is so cool. This is great.
Yeah, those guys, we have a show on our local news station called Chronicle. And they had a story about, you know, they had them on Chronicle and about all the stuff. And that's where Eric reached out to him and was like, hey, I got to talk to, you know, we should get these guys on. And then they actually told us, like, we had them on for a while. They told us like the whole story and what really happened. Like Chronicle was like, you know, it was all blended together and they made it sound like, oh, these guys got hurt. He went up there, made the call. But, you know, they were super prepared because at least in New Hampshire, if you go hiking or you go on a road that you're not supposed to be on, you get stuck. They send you a bill like, oh, that took us a helicopter and, you know, here's 10 grand you owe us. But these guys were so prepared.
Yeah, I don't have cell service in my house.
He was able to get the help because up in the North Country, we don't have any cell service, or at least we didn't back then, and I'm sure we still don't now. I mean, crap, I don't even
know. I wish. No, my neighborhood just kind of sits in a hole.
Yeah, I know. And we're 40 miles from Boston. Nashua, like,
which is a major metropolitan city, and it's literally 5 minutes from me. Well, out of New Hampshire, like, I mean, we've got Manchester, Concord, Nashua, like, that's what we've got. So
wouldn't call it that.
But yeah, no, for whatever reason, just eats signals.
Yeah, yeah. Second biggest
city. Welcome back.
It's a large town. Right. Sorry
about that.
It's my fault.
Yeah,
welcome back, Eric.
Carlos told me to go to Discord, and I went to Discord and it blue screened. I was like, you ever get to those moments like, you know, you're not supposed to touch the button, but your body goes, idiot, don't touch the button, and you still go, I'm gonna touch it anyway because it's important. Like, Carlos is telling me something, I need to know.
My grandfather
exactly right, yeah. Like, so, yeah, my apologies for jumping off. We're all back, though.
And I think to do was, like, I knew where it was at and where it wouldn't zap you, and I would open up the fridge, no problem. My cousins wouldn't, so didn't know where it was at. So I would go get that.
Oh, yeah, we, you know, some of those stories, man, I know very fondly how to, you know, avoid stuff like that, but still get zapped. All right. Well, so you guys were talking about, obviously, the Chronicle thing. That was an interesting episode. I think, one of my favorite ones, because, like, I didn't, I didn't know what to expect. And then when they kind of went in, like you mentioned, the detail of really what happened, I was just totally blown away going, yeah, well, that's typical media. You know, they always cut it short to fill a three minute filler for whatever. And so, yeah, I'm glad they got a chance to get on there and, really tell their true story. So it was good on them, and we're glad we could help them out there. But all right. Well, so, I mean, we're getting here at the top of the hour, but, I appreciate all you guys hanging out and just reminiscing with us. So, guys, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what's kind of coming forward. I mean, obviously, Todd, you've been, working on plugging a few things. I don't know if you want to mention, some of our future endeavors that we're working towards, there, or brainstorming on, or,
Well, so we talked about a 24-hour POTA activation at a park. And, the park that we're going to do it at, it's not open this summer or this year. I'm like, what? So this park is where... So this park is where we do.
Oh, what a novel idea.
This park is where we do we have a float fly for my flying club. And for 25 years, we fly at this park. We rent the park. They open the park for us for our flying club. And they activate that weekend. They let campers come in because they get all these same campers come and watch us fly off the water and stuff. So I was going to call the guy up, and I taught him how to, I let him go up and fly in a while. So he kind of knows me, and they're like, yep, it's closed. They're running new electrical lines. So the whole park for the next year is closed. We can't do our float fly. And I'm sure we weren't going to be able to do the POTA either. So,
yeah.
And that was,
well, KC1QDK says, pickle park.
Will they like camping open?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Manchester?
I'm sure that all the non-local people don't be know like, what Pickle Park is, but it's no problem. Stark Park in Manchester, for the record.
Yeah, I'm not doing it in mansion.
Come on, where's the fun with that?
So we're gonna.
No, I mean, I kind of gather what it meant by the name.
Yeah, it's a sketch park for sure.
you may not make it through the night. Yeah.
Would you like to see my pickle? Anyway.
So that's
we have a pickle up here.
We're really going to try to do that. I know Eric and I, or at least I want to do it. I'm not sure if Eric, but and anyone else who wants to come out, I want to do another East Coast or Rove on the coast and try to get to 10. We got 7. We would have had 8, but I think we could get 10. And there's a ton of parks that we didn't even hit that we could have hit. So I think with a little bit more planning. So probably in the fall, we'll pull
because
that one
Mike alluded to New England is like a plethora of parks where like in Texas and the Midwest, you have to drive like 2 hours to get to something. Like we literally can drive 20 minutes less and, we're at like 4 parks within the area. So up the coast, which is a beautiful run, Route 1, there's literally 14 parks that you can do from Massachusetts to Maine.
Our coastline is only 13 miles.
It's short, So the parks are
within 15 miles. We've got
so Carlos, if you're bored and you want to do something, maybe early fall, it's New Hampshire. You don't have to come into Mass. We know how you have an issue with Mass. So, it's all good there, It's true. Okay. Right. So, until, those, can be amended. Well, you're more than welcome in the state of New Hampshire.
I can go
do Poda Parks with us. And I'm sure there's a bunch of there's Rye Airport.
Go visit Izzo.
You can jump from there.
And W1,
AORL. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
Yeah. But when you get into, New York and Connecticut, it's like those Mass people, they don't like you. But Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine, you can go back and forth, no problem. No one cares.
Yeah. Well, Carlos is lucky. He can walk to the nearest POTA. But, I'm the same way. I can literally walk down the street if I wanted to from my park, but not the greatest of parks. But, so we're definitely going to be doing the 24-hour POTA. That's coming up for sure. I think we're going to obviously be over at Hamex again. As you saw in the video trailer at the beginning, that was our first time at Hamex. We'll be there this year and having a blast there. So I'm assuming we'll see a bunch of you guys maybe there. What's the other thing? I won't allude to it, but there's a big another camping adventure at a certain said 0001 park that's coming up. Trying to work all those details out. And hopefully we can, there we go. There's a nice mix. We can, get a bunch of you guys out there to activate Arcadia. That would be a wonderful park to get on the books there for sure. So, So I have to say outside of that, any last kind of follow-up you guys want to throw it at? We'll throw it obviously to the host there. Any of you guys want to add your 2 cents in there or anything you want to, that I might have missed?
I just want to thank you guys that came on tonight. Thank you. Those that have followed our podcast, much appreciated. We didn't know what was going to happen with this. We didn't know if we were just throwing this out there. Maybe one person, maybe probably was going to be Tim watching us. But we've been thrilled, right? Tim's our number one fan. Yep. He's got to be. AC1 QDK. But anyway, it's just been great. It's been more than what we even could expect, and we're having a lot of fun doing it, and as long as people keep wanting it, and we're gonna keep doing it, so thank you, and thanks for joining us tonight, those that are on. It's much appreciated.
Brian, Paul, and you guys chime in.
Looking forward to field day.
Me too. We've no problem there, man. You're talking to Ryan. This is Mr. Buy Once Cry Once. He has several batteries
looking forward to
and many
field
chargers
day as well,
and solar.
But, just to kind of echo some of what Todd said, it's crazy to think that
I have my one battery and
a member of this
becomes.
Podcast now for 6 months, and it's half the life of the podcast. But it's crazy to think of how fast time goes. And I appreciate you guys bringing me on. I've had a ton of fun doing this. I watch my language a lot more on this podcast than any other time. Mm-hmm. But no, I appreciate everybody's support and all the subscribers to my personal channel as well. And yeah, thank you. It's just been a ton of fun.
It's all right. So you're fine.
Did you see him?
Cool. Well, I'm with you on the well. Mike, Carlos, Frank, Kevin, and you guys want to chime in with anything? I mean, you know, obviously you don't have to, but, you know, feel free. Give you the floor.
Well, congratulations on the huge year. Yeah. That.
Cool. Well, thank you.
It's fantastic. And here's thank to many you. More.
Yeah, definitely. Congrats.
Well, thank you, guys.
Sorry, Kevin. I caught you.
I enjoy listening on. I usually drive a lot in the morning, so I usually listen to you guys while I'm driving.
We're not a lawn mowing podcast like Ham Radio Workbenches, also, but
good content.
Know, we're pretty good. You know, we're within the hour. I think we'll do fine. Cool. All right. Well, you know, with that, I you know, basically, you know, agree with all the other points. You know, we've had a year, and we're looking forward to the next several years, and we'll see how long this ride goes for. You know, I love hanging out with these guys and, you know, getting to meet new people, obviously like Carlos and Mike and Kevin and, you know, Frank, and we'll be doing a lot more with you guys, I'm sure, in the future. And, you know, it's always a blast to hang out with people that, you know, just aren't in your local area, but, you know, share the same passions you do in the hobby. So I appreciate you guys a lot there. And, you know, obviously everybody in the chat, I mean, there's a lot of new names in there I saw there tonight. So thank you guys for being part of our community here, and we appreciate you, you know, and everything that you do to watch and listen to us. And you know, hopefully you'll continue to do that going forward. So, you know, as always, just to kind of wrap things up here, you know, like I said, you can find us several ways. You can connect and head over to our shop at livefreeandham.com/shop. Pick up some of our merch if you haven't already. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And if you are a texting person, we actually have a link now in our show notes where you can actually send a quick review via text message. So if you love our show and you want to, you know, get featured and shared in our next episode, feel free to go ahead and hit that link and send us a text message, and we'll make sure we read it next show. And as always, you know, you can always pick us up at Patreon, or support our show, I should say, through Patreon and buy us beer links. And those are all located both in our show notes and the website. And if you want to reach any of our hosts, you know, you can always head over, and all our contact info is over at livefreeandham.com. And
73.
You got, and those guys up north as well, .com. And as always, guys, I appreciate everybody here. And thanks, you guys, for coming and hanging out with us as always. Thanks for watching Live Free and Ham. And 73.
Guys.
Yeah, run
7-2.
7-3.